a deadly cyclone inexplicably misses Burma and Sri Lanka. A new wave of Next Gen is on its way. And did you know that May is National Foster Care Month? There's a special prayer vigil tomorrow. Read that story and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In Matthew, Jesus says that faith can move mountains. An update from Audney Gumer of Partners Relief and Development shows it can move cyclones, too.
Last time we talked, I asked people to pray for the weather to change and for the damage to be minimal. Just hours before the cyclone was supposed to hit the shores, it changed direction.
Thousands of refugees in Burma were facing certain death. A million people were evacuated in Bangladesh. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohanan.
Lots of people were gathering in our churches and otherwise people praying for God to have mercy.
The storm was deadly where it struck. At Mission Network News, you can send help to the survivors, and your prayers are needed too.
We need to enter into their suffering by thinking about it and then actively praying to stand in the gap on the behalf of these people.
Next, Mali has introduced a multi-billion euro plan to try to recover from a rebel insurgency. The eurozone got behind it too. Problems snowballed after 2 years of drought, and that was followed by wave after wave of rebel attacks. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says,
and it's just creating all kinds of havoc for just the average person. So we've got huge groups in the south trying to flee away from the armed conflict that's going on more in the north and central areas, and then a few that are going outside to neighboring countries.
The World Food Program estimates that there are about 700,000 adults in immediate need of help. BGR's partner is focused on a large group of refugees from northern Mali.
Our team was able to go in and help with food basics, with hygiene kits. We had some medical health care teams that went and provided some immediate needs in terms of health care.
Even though it's a hard place, it's also a good place to be, says Palmer, because people are being helped.
In crisis, there's opportunity, and this is a great opportunity to make Christ known.
This is Mission Network News. Colombian rebels responded with murder when a Christian couple shared Christ. The husband and wife's ministry was leading people to faith in God and away from the rebel cause. They were both killed in the past 2 years. Now their children are struggling to figure out what their future is going to look like. Open Doors USA is coming alongside these Colombian teenagers and teenagers just like them around the world to encourage them. You can help. You can write a note or just pray. Visit our website for details. Meanwhile, young leaders from Latin America and India are taking their place on the global stage. Jonathan Shibley says Global Advance is helping them grasp one simple concept.
Everybody has a redemptive opportunity to use their life to make a difference.
They're teaching the next generation that they don't have to be a pastor to serve God. This summer, Global Advance is holding leadership conferences for thousands of young people across Latin America and India. Why there?
God is using Latin Americans to go all over the world to proclaim the good news of Christ. Same with India. It's a great time for those two cultures in particular, and we want to try to seize the window of opportunity to advance the gospel.
See where you come in at missionnetworknews.org.
We need prayer partners and those that would partner with us tangibly, financially, to help extend the work of the Lord around the world.
And even though we're nearing the end of May, did you know that it's National Foster Care Month? There are 400,000 children in foster care in the U.S. on any given day. Tomorrow, May 21st, Buckner is holding a prayer vigil in Dallas, Texas for foster kids. Even if you're not local to Dallas, please set a calendar reminder and join them in prayer for these children wherever you live. There's also a personal story from a foster care mom that might resonate with you. It's her story of faith and compassion. We've got it at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service at Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. It features some brand new songs.
Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Oh, sing hallelujah. So with one voice we'll sing.
Call us at 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.